Some Conservative MPs are continuing to express disquiet about the response of the Culture Secretary Maria Miller to an investigation into her expenses.
And on that story, live on PM, the former Speaker of the House of Commons, Betty Boothroyd, Baroness Boothroyd, you'll have been watching all of this with interest. What's your take on Maria Miller?
Well, my take is that I'm very disagreeably surprised that Mrs. Miller did not resign at the weekend when all this blew up. This was the time that I think she should have gone to the Prime Minister and said that she would like to, or she should, she felt she ought to, relinquish her cabinet position. And I think the Prime Minister should have been gracious enough to accept that.
We heard one of her supporters on the programme earlier saying that she hasn't really done anything wrong and she's apologised. Why can't that be an end to it?
I think it's not just a question of apology. I mean, it was an apology. It wasn't very fulsome. And as far as I understand it, she's taken a very, very long time to deal with the Commissioner for Standards in the most churlish way, legalistic way. It's taken her a long time to do all of that. And I'm not concerned that it is doing toxic damage to the Conservative Party, which is what I understand. My concern is that Parliament has taken hard knocks for a long time, done a great deal of damage, and there is now time to try and repair that, and this does not help at all. And I think it is a matter of honour, question of honour, quite honestly. People in the past, leading members of government, leading members of Parliament, have resigned, and I think it is for Mrs. Miller to have done likewise. And I'm sad to say that I regard it as an error of judgment on the part of the Prime Minister that he didn't quietly say to her, I think it's time to go. Thank you for your services, but I think it's time to go.
Is she, in carrying on, bringing Parliament into disrepute?
Well, this is my point. I'm so regret if I didn't make that. This is why I'm talking to you now. She is bringing Parliament into disrepute. I think the vast majority of people in this country, if they were asked, would have the same feelings that I have. I feel very strongly about it. All my life I wanted to protect our parliamentary system, which I cherish. And I think that Mrs. Miller is bringing it into disrepute, and it is time that she had felt that there was some honour in this situation as being a member of Parliament, being a cabinet minister, and she should relinquish that cabinet post. Her constituents will deal with her at the next election, but at the moment it is for her own party to deal with her at the present time, and for her own conscience.
You sound angry.
I am annoyed. I am very angry. I love Parliament. I cherished it. I have tried to develop it. I've spoken about it with the good work it does throughout this country over many years. I've been a member of Parliament since mid-1970s, and I feel somewhat outraged that people treat it in this way, quite frankly. Yes, I am very cross about it.
Given your former political allegiance, people might wonder whether that has anything to do with your call for a Conservative cabinet minister to go.
I just made the point to you. I am not concerned with the toxic damage it is doing to the Conservative Party. That has nothing whatsoever to do with me. My concern with the toxic damage that this is doing to the reputation of Parliament, that I feel very strongly about, very clearly about. It is a question of honour. It is a matter of honour, and she should go.
On one of the questions which this case has brought to the fore again, how Parliament looks after itself, the Parliamentary Commissioner for Standards originally investigated all of this and suggested £45,000 should
yes.
be paid back. Then the Common Standards Committee,
yeah.
The MPs on that all voted and they decided it should be a much smaller figure.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I haven't much time for the Standards Committee. If you wish to know, they seem to be a committee that examines their own navel. We can't have that. I think there should be some restructuring there. I very much put my faith in the Commissioner for Standards. That is what she's there for. That is what she's been appointed to do. And for the committee, the Standards Committee, to then look at it again and come up with the excuse that there was some other evidence that the Commissioner for Standards hadn't looked at. I'm not privy to that extra evidence that is there, but if it was there, it should have been referred to the Commissioner for Standards to deal with, and not for the Standards Committee, the Parliamentary Committee, to deal with. As I say, it is wrong for members of Parliament to examine their own navels in the way that that is being done.
So the final word should go to the Parliamentary Commissioner for Standards?
Absolutely. This is what Parliament had faith in. This is what they decided to do. And the Commissioner for Standards should have the last say in all of this. Well, not the last say, but should say what happens in a case like this. But the last say should remain with the honour of that person, and they should take their conscious decision and go.
Baroness Boothroyd, thank you. Baroness Boothroyd, live on PM, calling for the Culture, Media and Sport Secretary, Maria Miller, to resign.